On days like birthdays and anniversaries, we like to say, happy birthday, happy anniversary. The Buddha probably would have said, have an auspicious birthday, have an auspicious anniversary. Then he'd explain what he meant. There's a sutta. Literally, it's the single auspicious night. It refers to what you do day and night. And that reference to the night reminds us that in the time of the Buddha, they had a lunar calendar. When you have a lunar calendar, you measure the 24-hour period as a night. So for 24 hours, have an auspicious day, an auspicious night. You don't anchor after the past. You don't place your hopes on the future. After all, the past is gone. The future hasn't been attained. When a phenomenon arises to the mind in the present moment, you see clearly right where it is. Your mind is unshaken. It's not taken in. In other words, the mind doesn't identify itself with what it sees. You simply see what your duty is, and then you do that. Because who knows, tomorrow death. Because there is no bargaining with death, his mighty horde. So you do what you have to do, you do it now. Of course, your duty right now has to do with the duties of the Four Noble Truths. These are not imposed on you by any person, but they are imposed on you by the fact that you're suffering. There is stress in life, there is suffering in life. And if you want to get past it, these are the things you have to do. You have to comprehend your suffering or stress. You have to abandon the cause. You realize the cessation by developing the path. So you don't just note what comes and what goes, but you realize that something comes up. You can fall into one of those four categories. So you remember what your duty is and you do it. Because you don't know how much time you have right now. You don't even know if you have the whole day, but you do have right now. And if you're ardent like this, relentless like this, both day and night, then you're set to have an auspicious day. Notice the Buddha mentions death twice in that passage. This goes against an old belief that if you talk about death on a particular day, that's inauspicious. People avoid mentioning death, say, on a New Year's, or on a birthday, or on an anniversary. But as the Buddha points out, that's not the kind of thing that makes it auspicious or inauspicious. In fact, when you're heedful, that is auspicious. Just thinking about death is not a smirch on the day to destroy the day's happiness. It reminds you that each day is a productive time, or an opportunity for a productive time, and you want to make the most of it. Otherwise, it slips by, unused, undeveloped. That's a real waste. So this is what makes a day auspicious. You realize what your duties are, and you do them. You don't let your sense of self get in the way. You don't let your laziness get in the way, or your preferences get in the way. You do prefer the end of suffering, but you don't want anything else to get in the way of that preference. When you're developing the path, there will be a sense of identity that goes with the path for a while. And the Buddha does encourage that. The question came up today about taking on identities as you go through the day. To function in society, you have to have an identity. But not just one identity, you have many. But think of the identity not as a thing, but as an activity, a role you choose to play. You try to play it well, but realize it is a role. You take it on. See, this is one of the things that arises in the present moment, and what is your duty with regard to it? Ultimately, you want to put it aside. But when it's part of the path, you develop it first. The role of someone who wants to be unshaken in mind and not taken in. That part about being unshaken is sometimes overlooked when people talk about this passage on the auspicious day. Got to make your mind really solid. There are dangers in life. there are unpleasant things going to happen. That's when we say Happy New Year. Doesn't mean may you have nothing but pleasant things all year round, because that's not the human realm. Human realm is not like that. Again, think auspicious new year, heedful new year. Have a mind that's not shaken by things. That is possible in the human realm. Good things come, you're not shaken. Bad things come, you're not shaken. Because you've got a solidity inside. Now where does that solidity come from? It comes from being mindful. It comes from being alert, ardent. Like right now, you're focusing on the breath. Keep the breath in mind each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out. Try not to forget. Be alert to watch over the mind to make sure that it does stay with its topic. And to be ardent in doing this well. It's the ardency that creates the steadiness. You can be mindful of anything. You can be alert to anything in the present moment. But if you're really ardent, you'll be mindful of the right things, alert to the right things. That's why John Lee, when he talks about these three qualities in mindfulness practice, stresses ardency as the wisdom faculty. You've read the Buddhist teachings and you realize they're not just for discussion and not just for thinking. They're actually meant to be put into practice. When you put them into practice, you get the results. And you realize the purpose for which those teachings were given to begin with. That's what's wise. So an auspicious day, it's not one where you simply relax. It's when you realize, I've got this day, I've got this moment, I've got this breath. Let's make the most of it. What duties do I have to do? Are the things that I'm holding on to that I should be letting go? Or am I abandoning things that I should be developing? Make sure you've got your duties right. Keep them straight. Focus on what needs to be done right now. This week can have an auspicious day any time of your life, any time of the year. Because each day offers equal opportunities for doing good. Whatever comes up, there's always a skillful alternative. It may require some sacrifice, it may require some effort. But if you strengthen your mind through concentration, so it does have that unshakable quality, you not only know your duties, but also have the strength and willingness to carry them out. That's auspicious. So have an auspicious day, and then extend it to many auspicious days by making each breath auspicious.